The Iranian ballistic missiles it intercepted during an unprecedented attack on Israel Saturday and Sunday. Israel's military spokesman, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, held a news briefing with reporters in front of one of the missiles, saying each carried 500 kilos of explosives in the warhead, and Iran had fired 110 of them at Israel. He credited an international coalition led by the U.S. with stopping most of the attacks against Israel. Hagari promised a response from Israel.
Firing 110 ballistic missiles directly to Israel will not get scot-free. We will respond in our time, in our place, in the way that we will choose.
Israel's international allies have urged Israel to show restraint in its response. The UN Human Rights Office Tuesday called on Israel to stop settler attacks on Palestinians in Israel's West Bank. AP correspondent Charles Diledesma reports.
The UN Human Rights Office has called on Israeli security forces to immediately end their active participation in and support for attacks by Jewish settlers on Palestinians in the occupied West Bank. The statement follows a wave of settler attacks on Palestinian towns and villages there, triggered by the killing of a 14-year-old Israeli boy in what authorities say was a militant attack. The Palestinian Health Ministry says 7 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli forces or settlers since the attacks began on Friday, and another 75 have been wounded. I'm Charles Diledesma.
The flame that is to burn at the Paris Olympics has been relit at the site of the ancient games in southern Greece. The flame will next be carried from the ruined temples and sports grounds of ancient Olympia by relay of torchbearers. This is VOA News. The International Monetary Fund reports the world economy, though still lagging by historical standards, is looking better. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.